Hello, everybody. Welcome to Next Best Thing. We are in episode 2 now. Some more people wanted to submit, so I extended the deadline. Also, there were some people that I forgot to include on the first episode, and I messed up. So, we're extending the deadline. And with me tonight is Rochelle Euler.
Hi.
Oh, dear God. Some people, I won't name any names, didn't think that I should do the show all by myself. So... I've brought on somebody else.
Somebody else, meaning me.
The punishment is I've brought on Rochelle. So be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. But Rochelle does a lot of shows.
I do.
And she does a lot of Kaibas. And she participates in a lot of shows as well.
Yes.
So she has a good knowledge of shows.
Should like I give my credentials like Mega Dizzy?
Yes.
I...
In Mega Dizzy's voice, please.
I, like, produce Lone Star and Rockstar, though that doesn't count because it was bad, and Popstar and Acting Through the Ages and, like, Best of the Rest, and I won Sing It.
I was expecting legit credentials.
I won Sing It 9, and I won Act It 3... And I came in second and perform it.
And okay, I think that's enough.
You're just jealous because you can only say that you won Lone Star, but I can say that I won two things.
Okay, I won Lone Star, and I also won a bunch of forum games.
Oh, okay, I see how it is. I see.
And I won the heart of millions.
I've won the hearts of millions.
You've won the farts of millions. That stench that follows you around. Okay, so we have 4 more shows tonight. And if last night's, or what was it, 2 nights ago? If last episode was any indication, there's a lot of creativity to be heard tonight. I'm excited. How about you?
I'm, like, super pumped. I'm really excited to be here. I'm, like, excited.
First up tonight is Russ with Acting Up.
Yay. Go, Let's Russ. Let's do it. Russ.
This is a proposal for our new show, Acting Up, hosted by Russ. Marty. Our microphone seems not to be working. Okay, this is not a problem. I'll quickly rewrite the script for just myself. She says, good luck. Acting Up is a show about acting, hence the name, and improving what you can do with it, hence the up. This sounded really good in my head, by the way. The basic idea is similar to what we saw in Conquer Your Voice. Each week, we will provide a lesson in one aspect of voice acting and challenge our contestants to show how well they've learned that lesson. We'll be available to coach contestants through the week, and we will not cut anyone who submits a qualifying entry each week. We will have challenges in areas such as energy and diction, character development, emotion, outbursts, multiple takes, and taking direction. Some weeks, we may supply scripts, and other weeks, we'll simply provide some suggestions on where to find them. We've had lots of great competitions for singers. We figure actors need more love as well.
That was Russ and Medity, but Medity was not there. Do you know Medity? Is she before your time? Merity? I don't know.
Was she before your time? I think so. Because I don't
she
think
she was on Act It 2.
Yeah, I was going to say she was on Act It 1 season, though. Because I remember.
And
like,
she could have beaten you had you been on that same season.
Oh, probably, because I sucked back then.
Yeah, and she looks sort of like... what's the girl from The Princess Diaries name? Anne Hathaway. She looks kind of like Anne Hathaway. That's what I know about Medity. Well, I do. Anyway, about the show. This is a show I would audition for because I need acting help.
Me too.
God knows I do. And I think that this show is needed at VH.
Well, I don't need acting help, but...
She's so perfect. No, but like, I think that... With Atta being so well received, I think the time is right for another acting show. And this is a spin on the acting genre. The acting show genre. It's different.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is about this? A lot of people have, like... I know after Act It 3 ended, a lot of people were like, we want more acting!
Yeah.
And, like, so, like, I think Atta's, like, providing acting, but it's providing, like, a specific type of acting. Like, it's very, like... stage driven.
This is not about Atta.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, like, this is really different, and I think it would be a really interesting competition, and they're also two new judges, of people who haven't judged before, so I think that would add, like, a lot to it, too, and would give a new, like, acting perspective to the site. I think VH needs more acting in general.
And these two are both really good actors.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing is, a lot of times, like, I support the non-elimination shows. It's not something I would do because I don't have the patience for it, but I think that, like, especially with people that aren't as strong like me in acting, like, if I had to, like, when I have to do an acting challenge, I get kind of nervous. But if I knew there wasn't going to be an elimination, I could focus more on actually trying to improve instead of trying to not be eliminated, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It might not make
any sense. Yeah, though, the one problem that I have with no eliminations is that I find that people try harder when there are eliminations because, it makes them be like, oh, I don't want to get eliminated. I don't want to stay on the show. I want to get better. So I find that you work harder to improve.
But they're cheating themselves when they do that because then they're not taking all the advice into account. And I think, like, with shows like with Conquer Your Voice, I know people improved that really wanted to improve. The people that wanted to be there and that worked hard really did improve. And the people that didn't and just slacked, they're only cheating themselves when they don't try.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I know that's been similar in Best of the Rest. Like, some people are utilizing the coaches and some people didn't. So it's like what you make of it in that situation.
And the people that utilize the coaches on Best of the Rest are still around, coincidentally.
Yes, indeed they are.
Have improved. Anyway, this is a good show. I like this show. I would like to see this some more. Some more of this.
Some more of Russ.
What's it called? Acting Up?
Yeah. I liked when he was, like, doing the pitch and he was like, hence the acting. And then later he was like, people improving, hence the up.
Yeah.
That made me laugh. I was like, ah, ha, ha, Russ.
I like the way you presented this, Russ. I like.
Yeah, me too.
There's always this kind of a similar. When you have, like, a little skit where you're talking, it always has kind of, like, a similar feel to it. It's always really funny to me. You're very fun to listen to.
Yes.
Good job. We will see what happens at the end of the show. Moving on to next is Date Me by Gildrag.
Moving on to next?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've done shows. I'm out of practice.
You're out of practice, yeah. Mm. Which is why you're judging a show about shows.
Exactly. It's slacking work.
Hi, Dylan. My idea for a show, which I believe is pretty unique, is basically it's called Date Me, sort of following the me theme. The whole concept of this show is basically to provide somewhat an all-inclusive, two things. To one, kind of put people through dating scenarios and situations, knowing a date person who would stay there respective date character through the show, and I'll explain more about that in a moment. And two, to incorporate all aspects of the general shows and competitions that we kind of have here on VH with singing, reading, writing, acting, singing, and all of that. Basically, all of that being in there, mixing it into the mix. So if one person's necessarily good at singing, somebody else may be better at acting, or somebody else may be better at writing, or a combination of those things. And thereby proceed further into the competition. Now, the way that this works is it's not judged in a standard such as Sing It type of show, or One of the Stars, or Love Me, or anything like that is judged. Whereas each contestant in the show will start out dating someone from the beginning of the show. They'll start out meeting the person that they want to date. Sort of a character that I will create for them, and there will be a member to represent that person, which may be a live judging, may not be. So I'm working out that detail, and I've got one person so far to potentially be a date. So they would date sort of that person and that character, and their relationship would develop over the course of the show. Now another contestant would date the same character from the initial start of the show, but depending on how their relationship progresses in the show, that particular character may change as well, although the same basic challenge or whatever for the week will stay the same. Now, basically, the idea is, because it's still a competition, we still want people to have, you know, the regular talents that they do, is that if you're going to sing, it's not just going to be any old song. You're going to sing a song that fits with the particular theme or idea that we're trying to convey, but it's also going to be in respect to the date. The whole thing is about trying to make the date basically think the world of you. You're trying to basically win over the man or woman of your dreams. So if, for example, if you, Dylan, were dating my female date, for example, you would know some information about the date that would you would know basically from the start of the show and as you progressed. So you'll need to keep in mind your actually, just say this first. You will start out with your own character, which I'll explain more about that when we talk about additions. And then you would basically kind of keep that character through your whole through the whole season. And then each episode, you'd have to do something in character that would respond to the character that you're dating. So if you're going to sing a song, you would sing a song that fits what, in your mind, fits with what that particular person would like to be sung. Or whatever the challenge is, acting, possibly writing poetry, whatever. And the person who does the who impresses their date the most basically sort of wins for the night. Eliminations are going to be different, though. Because instead of having, you know, this person is cut, the whole thing is, instead of cut, the person gets said, I'm breaking up with you. That's basically sort of the gimmick of keeping the sort of different flavor to the cut of the show. Although it's not, cuts, though, aren't necessarily going to be done in a you did bad type of way. Because you may sing bad, for example, or read or act or whatever the challenge will be, because it'll make sense when sort of when I provide narration and storyline ideas to you, because I'll have some vocal presence in the show. But you actually may even have the best performance, but not necessarily fit the idea as well for what you're trying to do for your date. So depending on how the date reacts, because it won't be a traditional judging, the date's not going to critique you in that sense. That's how you'll progress through the show. And so at the end of the show, that date will say, I'm breaking up with you, and then you'll go home. Each week is going to be different. I may even provide, let's say, for example, with acting, lines for people to create, sort of like what Turtle did in the Alice game, where we had to fill in lines for Alice. And there would be specific lines for the other characters. Sort of that kind of idea, but a little bit different. If all goes well, the concept of the show is that you'd potentially work up to getting married to the person that you're dating. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that somebody will get married. In fact, it's very possible that nobody will get married. But if somebody does, then, you know, they're the ultimate champion, of course, of the show. And then also, if all works well, and I'm still ironing out the details of how this will work, I want to combine the whole concept into a series of dates for the winner, sort of as if it was a radio play, because there will be acting bits in which the contestant and the date will have somewhat reaction between each other, especially on the acting parts. And then There will actually also be some acting even within the singing parts, basically leading into that. Sort of like what we did with just the performer auditions, where we had to record a line and then sing the song and try and make it make sense. Although this would be a little bit more detailed with maybe a little bit more lines than that. So basically the whole idea is that you have a challenge presented to you that fits with your date, what you're doing, having dating scenarios, how you overcome them, and how you win over the love of your life. And again, it's called Date Me. I think this would go over really well with a lot of people, because you can include everybody in it, because they don't necessarily have to be really talented. Plus, they may be more talented in one area than another, and that may help them in one particular area. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a strong singer. And I've got more details on this. I'm not sure exactly how many you wanted. In fact, I feel I've talked already too much. But I've got more details which I can provide specifics on as well. All right. Thank you.
All right. I have no idea what... I don't understand the concept.
Okay. This is my general take on it. You can, like, sign up to be a date or a date-e, and then you try to woo your date? Or maybe there's, or maybe, no, wait, maybe there's one person who, like, a lot of people are trying to date.
I think it, yeah. You're playing characters, right? Because my concern anytime anybody does dating shows is that, like, some old dude's going to be paired off with, like, a 12-year-old girl and it's going to be some legal issue. But if it's characters, I don't think that that's as much of an issue.
It's just, like, it sounds like a really interesting concept. Like, this idea of, like, acting but also singing to, like, move someone over is an interesting thought to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't fully understand, like, how it works specifically.
Yeah, I don't either, but I like the concept, and I like that it's a mixed bag of things. It may, again, run into the same problem that, like, those shows, like, If I Gave You a Kazoo and What Do You Make of This, run into, where people don't quite understand how to, like,
what he's looking for, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think that's my biggest concern as far as this goes, is, like, I'm not 100% sure where it's going or what you're looking for. So, like, as a contestant, I think I would be confused as to what, like, the stipulations were and, like, what I was supposed to actually do. And I'm not sure, like, the different roles that you can play.
Right.
That's the other thing I don't understand. Like, can you be, like, a person who is, like, being wooed, or, like, or are you a wooee? Like, I don't, that's, like, something I'm confused about, too.
I don't think that this was, it wasn't described in such a way that it made me understand it. And if you can't describe it in 6 minutes, it makes me worried that you're not going to be able to get it across in the audition thread, which is my problem a lot of times. Like, the radio was a hot mess audition thread, and, like, nobody understood what's going on.
Yeah, we were all like, what is this?
But the radio is a good show, if I do say so myself, so this could be a good show.
Well, it made sense once you guys, like, showed it, like, once you guys actually did an episode.
And this might make sense once we hear, like, I think this is worth, I mean, it could be worth keeping around, because I think that
I'm interested
to hear more about it.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting, I think it's different.
Yeah, and I always like people that think differently and don't rehash the same shows over and over. So
it's interesting because it sounds like he's, like, building a radio play over time. Which I think is kind of cool.
So yeah, I like it.
I think it'd be really interesting to hear where
it goes. I think so too. Good job, Gil Dragon. We'll see what happens at the end of the show.
Yeah, Gil Dragon.
Gil Dragon.
Gil Dragon.
Moving on.
Who's next?
Next up, we have E-Copper.
Woo! E-Copper. E-Copper.
E-Copper.
I don't know why I had to say it, like, twice.